こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、ネイチャークライメートチェンジに掲載されたハワイ大学マノア校の研究で、ビットコインがこのまま発展していった場合、大量の電力が消費され、結果として2033年までに地球の平均気温が2度上昇する可能性があることが分かりました。マイニングに使われるパソコンの電力効率、マイニングしている人の分布、そして分布国の発電による CO2 排出量などを分析したところ、昨年1年の間にビットコインが原因で排出された CO2 はおよそ6900万トンに上っていました。早ければ今後16年、遅くとも22年で地球の平均気温を2度上昇させる量の CO2 を排出してしまう計算で、チームは仮想通貨の今後の開発にあたっては消費電力の削減を目指す必要があるのは明確であるとしています。
A study published in Nature Climate Change by researchers at the University of Hawaii in Manoa suggests that the rising consumption of electricity brought on by the expansion of Bitcoin may cause average global temperatures to increase by 2 degrees Celsius by the year 2033. The researchers analyzed the energy efficiency of machines used to mine Bitcoins, as well as the growth of the Bitcoin currency and corresponding emissions in countries hosting the computing power, and estimated that last year Bitcoin operations resulted in 69 million tons of CO2 emissions. According to the researchers, within 16 to 22 years, Earth will have accumulated enough CO2 to raise temperatures by 2 degrees, and therefore we should work to reduce our energy consumption.
そうだって。まあ、これまであんまり仮想通貨がどれぐらい CO2 排出に貢献してしまっているかっていうのが語られてきてなかったんだけど、実際計算してみたら結構ですっていう話。
うん、
面白いよね。
There was a broad range of opinions on this. I don't know if you saw, but like Forbes had an article that was titled Bitcoin predicted to be the nail in the coffin of climate change. And then there was someone else. Was it like Gizmodo? I forget who, but there were several articles that were criticizing this study as well.
Saying?
And I thought about it. Well, they were saying that basically the way they projected the amount of transactions in the future is kind of a baseless assumption, and that the number of transactions is not a primary factor for the amount of computing power required. And there's also certain upcoming technologies that may be involved. Also, Bitcoin issuance is not fixed. So they may issue less Bitcoins, which would mean less of the hashing, less computing.
まあ面白いなと思ったのは、やっぱりこうどんどんテクノロジーが進化していって、どんどん電力を使う効率も良くなっていって、まあ今って結構技術でどうにかしてこの気候変動を食い止めようとしてるわけじゃん。ただこういうふうに新しく出てきた技術によって、まあそれがしかも世界に広がることによって、電力をめちゃくちゃ使っちゃうこともあるんだっていう、まあ例としては面白いなと思った。
Another assumption that they made is that the energy mix for the energy consumed for Bitcoin mining would be the average energy mix. Whereas we already know that it's skewed significantly towards renewable energy. And it has actually spurred some innovation in renewable energies as people try to find the Bitcoin miners are trying to make the most money possible, which means they're trying to get the cheapest energy they can. And right now that's alternative I mean, it depends where you're located.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
そっか。まだ持ってる?
Yeah, I hope so. Unless it got stolen in one of those events. But I think I don't really have a significant amount at all. I just have like a few mon and not bitcoins.
ちょっと前にさ、誰かがツイッターでマイケルはビットコイン持ってるからもう何億も儲けたに違いないみたいなこと言っててそんなわけあるかみたいな
I wish 、
ね、
I wish I don't really know about Bitcoin as like I don't think Bitcoin will go away you know and I guess most of that speculation has kind of gone away but there was a lot of speculation you know Bitcoin will go away or I don't think cryptocurrency will go awayBut I don't really know if it's going to function as the investment vehicle that people kind of wanted it to be. There are a lot more substantive investments that people can pursue than Bitcoin, I think. A lot safer ones, I think.
Right, right. So down there.
But that, like, so much of the interest was because of, you know, its potential as an investment.
Yeah.
Rather than the technology that it is.
Yeah.
We're going to need better technologies, I think, for wider adoption. But there's, I mean, there's a lot of, if you think about just payment processing, there's a lot of waste and energy consumption associated with traditional.
まあね。
I mean, paper.
Yeah.
Trees.
well, coins like, and paper.
Coins. People lose them. People, you know.I don't know. You have to make something.
Yeah.
It's weird that we're using so much. It's weird to think that we're using a bunch of energy to pay for something which doesn't physically exist. So like there's factories somewhere that are literally burning coal or something. And that energy is being put into a machine which does math.To facilitate a transaction of virtual currency between people. And for some reason, it needs... That's the best way to do it right now.
Right. アメリカの1ドル札とかね、すぐボロボロになっちゃうもんね。もったいないよね。次。
Well, you want to go to the next one?
Yes.
Okay.
ビラノバ大学の研究で店員は太った客に丸い商品を勧める傾向にあることが分かりました。最初の実験では150センチ46キロの女優に1度目は自分の姿のまま、2度目は特殊メイクで肥満体型になって時計や香水を買いに行ってもらい、合計37人の店員とやり取りさせました。すると細い体型の時は細長い商品、太い体型の時は丸みを帯びた商品を勧められる傾向にありました。次の実験では被験者に痩せ型、普通体型、肥満体型の客のイメージ画像を見せて、それぞれの客にどの商品を勧めるか選ばせました。鏡、ランプ、ろうそくなど様々な商品を用意しましたが、肥満体型の客には丸みを帯びた商品、細身の客には角張った商品が勧められていました。客の性別を変えてみても結果は変わりませんでした。
Research by Villanova University found that salespeople were more likely to recommend a round product to a customer if the customer was overweight. In their first experiment, an actress...150 centimeters tall and weighing 46 kilograms was sent two separate times shopping for watches and perfume, interacting with 37 different sales staff, once as herself and once in a unique suit and makeup to make her appear overweight. When she appeared as herself, staff recommended thinner, longer shaped products, and when she appeared as an overweight person, they tended to recommend rounder shaped products.In a follow-up experiment, participants were shown pictures of thin, average, and overweight customers and asked to recommend them products. While there were a range of products like mirrors, lamps, and candles, participants tended to recommend overweight customers rounder products, and this was true regardless of gender.
そう、なんと単純なっていう感じだけど、この論文は、 カスタマーサービスっていう論点から書かれてるのね多分。なので、うん、店員の気持ちに立って物を売りたいときにこれだとあんまり良くないよみたいなトーンで書かれてたのね。それはそれでちょっと面白いなと思ったんだけど、だから肥満体型だからって別に丸いものが好きっていう根拠は何もないわけで、こう肥満体型だからって丸いものを勧めたら買っちゃうっていうことではないじゃん。だからそれは物を売る戦略としてどうなのかっていう話。
Is it is it possible that overweight people like rounder objects? Or I mean, has that been tested? Or is that just a ridiculous idea?
そう、多分そういう研究は今までないから、それがまあそれが本当であるっていう根拠はないけど、まあ嘘であるっていう根拠もまあないんだけど、ただ一個追加の研究で、その太ってる人の方がフレンドリーと見られるっていうのは前から言われてるじゃん、うん、で細い人の方がアンフレンドリーに見えるっていう、うん、でじゃあこれはもしかしてフレンドリーな人に丸いものを勧めちゃう傾向があるのかもしれないっていうことで、あのこの同じ女優さんにそのフレンドリーバージョンとアンフレンドリーバージョンでやってもらったんだって。愛想を良くするのと悪くするのと、そしたらやっぱり肥満体型でフレンドリーな時が一番丸いものを勧められて、だからより加速するっていう、なんか謎だよね。
What's the connection between round shapes and friendliness?
イメージじゃない、やっぱりこう角張ってるとこうギスギスした感じというかさ。
But is that does that translate to like friendly in like a human social context?
ね、わかんない。どうだろうね。
そんな。Do you like round things or? This is my way of asking if you're. If you're fat, do you like round things or do you not really prefer it?
なんかどうだろうね。だこれは例えば鏡も丸い形の鏡と長四角の鏡とかあるじゃない。だそれで差が出てたらしいけどね。うちはでもそう考えると四角いものが多くない？
I think square people just have a lot of square stuff. You have round and it's leaning square based on like picture frames, but most picture frames are square. Round picture frames are weird.
確かに。でも鏡も四角いよ、うち。
That makes more sense, doesn't it?
でも丸い鏡の方がおしゃれっぽくない？でもうち四角い、でっかい鏡置いてるけど玄関に。
I don't know.
あとこれに書いてあったのは、人っていうのは店員さんにこれいいですよとか勧められるとそれを買っちゃう確率が2倍になるんだって、
うん、
だから変な話、太ってる人は常にお客さん、あ、常に店員さんから丸っぽいものを勧められて丸いものばっかり買っちゃってる可能性もあるし、痩せてる人はなんか角張ったものばっかり買っちゃってる可能性もあるよね。
I'm thinking about the things I have in my apartmentAnd how many of them are like, could have been rounder or could have been like more 、
ね、そう
sharp looking?
ただ鏡とか写真立てとかしか思い浮かばないよね。その四角もあるし丸もある、うん、2バージョン取り揃えられてる商品っていうと、
What about like cars? You know, there's like really、
ね、
angular cars. Some people like、yeah. the kind of classic
right.
voluptuous kind of organic look.
Yeah.
And then there's like the techie guy. You know, it's like glasses, right? People have the really like rectangular megane. They're like an engineer or something, right?
Yeah.
And then there's
I guess.
Like an artist with the perfect circle lenses, right?
Yeah, like Andy、
right?
Warhol.
Isn't there kind of an association between like the rounder lenses are like kind of the artistic person.
I guess,
And the、
yeah.
rectangular lenses are like the nerdy.
かっちりしてる、うん、
yeah, the guy on the computer, you know, the hacker that's helping
Solid Snake. だって確かにハリーポッターがさかっちりした真四角のメガネかけてないもんね。
It's unfriendly.、
うん、
Isn't it kind of unfriendly? It's like、うん、inorganic, it's artificial, This person has bad social skills. Yeah. They like things. They don't like people that much. Mm. If you're a people person, then you go a little bit rounder with yeah. your glasses.
Yeah.
I had a crazy might be too literal idea about the relationship between squares and circles. And that squares, the square is fundamentally digital.
Hmm.
And the circle is fundamentally analog. Hmm. And you cannot mathematically, you know, pi goes on forever. Whereas a square is very,
right,
almost virtual in how clean
right.
a square is. And then you look around and, you know, all the natural things, you know, your arms, your eyes, trees, boulders, they're all round.
Mm.
And then where's the square stuff? It's all the artificial stuff. And then you look at the digital virtual world, you zoom in on your computer screen and you see it's just a bunch of little squares. Everything is just made of these little squares.
Yeah.
But in this world, the analog world, the real life world, you zoom in and everything's made up of little particles that are round, spheres.
Yeah.
Planets are spheres.
So don't know.
Particles are spheres. But in our world that we constructed, everything's a square and it's all digital.
Right.
So the square and the circle kind of represented in this crazy idea I have. I like wrote an essay about this and everything, and then I showed it to someone. They're like, "This is crazy. This doesn't make any sense." I was like, "Okay, fine. I'll drop it." But I don't know how to like.
Maybe you can
articulate
it on our app.
But there's something weird about the square and the circle and digital and analog.
That's true, but この細いと太いはさ、なんでもあの太いが丸はわかるじゃん。でも細いは別に四角いわけじゃないもんね。でもそういうアソシエーションがあるじゃん。
うん。うん。Well, I think your physique changes your social interactions. Like people who are overweight are more likely to be funny, I think.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they grow up getting teased and they have to diffuse things and they can't really bully, you know.
So, じゃあ子供の時痩せてて大人になって太った人は別にファニーじゃないの?
It's too late. I don't know.
Maybe.
But I think, you know, if you're less attractive, then you have to find your niche. Well, funny or something.
Smart.
Right? I think, I mean, this is just my personal
yeah.
anecdotal idea on this, but I think people who are visually vulnerable in a way tend to be more agreeable. And less confrontational. And one way to get a bully off your case is to make jokes.
Okay.
Yeah.
そうなのかね?
I don't know. It's my bro social science. It's worse than regular social science.
次。ミシガン大学医学部の研究で5歳以下の子供を対象にした135個の人気アプリのうち 95% に広告が埋め込まれており、子供を騙すような手口を使っているものも多いことが分かりました。広告にはゲームの途中で広告動画が流れるもの、アプリ内の課金やソーシャルメディアでのシェアを促すもの、広告と一見関係ないマークでクリックするよう仕向けるものなど種類は様々です。中にはゲームのキャラクターがそのまま広告に登場するものもあり、小さい子供にはゲームと広告の境を見極めるのが難しいほか、広告の内容も巧妙で子供に不適切なものが多々ありました。子供はキャラクターを信用して感情的な関係を構築し、知っているキャラクターにはより注意を向けていろいろと学ぶため、キャラクターを使って物を売りつける行為は子供とキャラクターの関係性の悪用であるとチームは指摘し、 子供はマーケティングにまみれていない質の高いコンテンツを得るべきとした上で、子供用アプリの広告量に制限をかけたり、広告が多いアプリは子供向けアプリのセクションに表示されないようにするなど、何らかの手段が求められているとしています。
Researchers from the Michigan University Medical School studied 135 mobile applications for children and found that 95% of them included in-app advertisements. Many of the apps employed a variety of sneaky tactics to deceive children, such as playing a video ad during the middle of the game. And additionally, many apps disguised in-app charges, have prompts for social media sharing, and disguise links to ads in irrelevant graphics. In some cases, the video game character itself actually appears in the advertising, making it difficult for kids to tell the difference between an ad and the game itself. The researchers suggest that because children build trust and an emotional connection to these characters, using these characters to then push products on them may be an abuse of that relationship. Additionally, they believe children are better off interacting with higher quality content that does not smother them in shameless advertising, and recommends that apps intended for children be limited in their ad content and that children's apps with ads in them be unlisted from the children's app category in app stores.
当然ながら無料アプリの方が、まあ、広告にまみれている確率は高いんだけど、うん、あのそうなかなか子供には見分けられない風になっているっていう。でやっぱり親もそこまで気づいてないこともあるじゃん、まあ、全部チェックしてるわけじゃないだろうし、なんか知らない間に広告をすごい長い間見させられてる。
Well, I think one of the major uses for these apps for children is that you don't have to pay as much attention to the child for a period of time. And so, you know, it kind of compounds the problem of not, they're not beingawareness about what's actually in the apps because, you know, they're being
right
used in a setting where there's not that much attention, supervision.
そう。で、この、まあ、子供がキャラクターを信用するっていうポイントは結構確かにそうだなって思った。やっぱりまあ、ね、アンパンマンとかミッキーとかなんでもいいけど、こう、いい存在として完全に信用しているのにそれをまあ裏切るよう な, なんかこうお金を使わせるためにそういうキャラクター、まあ、アンパンマンとミッキーはねそういう使われ方はさすがにしないだろうけど、まあ、もうちょっとマイナーなキャラでも、
well, it's...
子供にとっては本当に知り合いぐらいのレベルで親近感を持ってるのに、
well, children trust, you know, Mickey Mouse and、yeah. アンパンマン and these characters, right?
Yeah.
So... I trust them
Yeah.
And I know that doesn't make sense.
でもそう本当に友達ぐらいの感じでやっぱり親近感を持っちゃうから、それを確かに大人が利用してお金をその子の親とかに使わせようっていうのはちょっと良くないなと思うよね。
Well, this is not good even when it's done to adults.
Yeah.
Right? So...
まあただ大人はさすがにあこれは広告だなこれはゲームだなって区別がつくじゃん、まあ、相当なおバカさんじゃなければただ子供はねその区別すらもつかないから、さすがにねずっと見ちゃうだろうし、だからその大人は例えばゲームの途中で急に広告動画が流れても、じゃあその間ちょっと違うところ見るとかさ、なんていうの、別にそれにそんな集中して見ないけど、うん、5歳以下だったら確かにこう見せられてるものをそのままぼーっと見ちゃうこともあるだろうし、そう考えるとちょっと怖いよね。
Well, it's kind of a similar thing as to what's going on YouTube. Right?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of those YouTube ads are not, I mean, I get the dumbest ads on my YouTube account. When I watch YouTube, what kind of ads do you get when you watch YouTube videos?
え、なんかカラオケアプリみたいなやつとか。あ、でも一時期すごい問題になってた変な広告があって、日本の。あれ何だったの？なんか、レイプじゃないけど、なんか、 There were certain very inappropriate words in it. I don't even know what they were advertising.
I get inappropriate ones every day. I can like show you right now. What? It's like these weird like crime. It's like, it's so dumb. It's just like, it says, it's like level 85 Chimpira or something. It's like some game, crime game for, I have no idea. Okay. But I get that same ad over and over and over and over on YouTube. I've never clicked it. I've never, ever clicked it.
Hmm.
But it's, you know, some guy in a tank top, like, in someone else's home. And there's, like, this woman there. And she's like, ah. Like, it looks like a rape setup scene or something. But I get that on my YouTube app, like, all the time. Hmm. It's just normally. And it's some, you know... I guess a lot of people want to like level up some Chimpira character and stuff. Well, it literally says Chimpira like on it.
Wow.
I might have a screenshot of that thing, but it's crazy how much of a pollutant, you know, ads, yeah, advertising can be.
Yeah.
You know, on the worst end of it.
ね、だからやっぱり絵本とかだったらさ、まあ今うちにも赤ちゃん用の絵本あるけど、まあどのページに何が載ってるかっていうのはもう分かってるし、自分が見たことないものが急にそこのページに紛れ込んでるなんてのはありえないわけだけど、
うん、
ネットだとね、もう自由すぎるから、
It's I feel like I'mDisliking advertisements more and more as time goes on, because there's something about the unannounced pop-up video ad unskippable thing where it's like, I trusted this device with my mind, with, yeah, my attention,
yeah,
and I was in control and I was consuming information that I wanted to consume, and this was a consensual thing. And all of a sudden, in the middle of it, this thing just pops up and there's some dumb ad for some totally irrelevant thing I don't care about.
Yeah.
And then it won't let me skip it. It's basically hijacking my entire experience.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I sound dramatic.
でもなんかそれを嫌だって思ってるのが正常な精神状態というか、嫌だって思ってるうちは大丈夫な気がするのね。だこういうふうに5歳以下の子供がそれが普通になっちゃうわけじゃない。だってそんだけちっちゃい子だから、うん、だからそういうものなんだって思ってこう思考停止した状態で広告を延々とじっくりと眺めちゃう方がやばいと思う。
うん。I think we're really susceptible to kind of a subliminal aspect to the whole thing too.I mean, if we have those people are recommending round products because they're overweight.
まあ結構最近
you know, it's very
そういう
subliminal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そういう研究多いよね最近も。やっぱりアメリカだと例えばアメフトとかの合間に流れる CM っていうのは大抵ファストフードだったり、mm. コーラみたいなあんまり健康に良くない飲み物だったり、でそれを子供たちはずっと見てるから。結果としてそういうものを消費する確率が上がる、
うん、
ずっと見せられてるとやっぱり欲しくなっちゃう。だってこんないいものですよ、こんないいものですよ、こんな美味しいよ、これを買ったらあなたの人生バラ色ですみたいな、散々もう何十秒何十秒って言われてたら、
Advertising works on everybody、
yeah.
and I catch myself sometimes too. I'm like, get out of here, actually that kind of looks dumb. You know, like It's crazy, like you really can't control your own mind if you're just looking at something and using something.
Yeah.
And somebody else gets to decide.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to try to sell you this thing and we have this virtual experience that's going to occur on your device, which is going to really, you know, give its best shot to try to get you to order this, you know, this particular object that you probably don't need.
Yeah. そうね。 まあ子供用アプリいっぱいあるんだろうね。全然まだわかんないけど。
Do you use any apps that have ads in them?
No. No.
Do you use any free apps?
Like Twitter.
Twitter has ads. Facebook has ads. YouTube has ads.
でも Facebook は ads ほとんど出ない。
Fucking everywhere. Everywhere Facebook is straight ads. It's like one out of four posts.
あ、でも私あんまり出ないように設定してある Facebook
を。No way.
Yes way.
That's just unfair. Makes me upset. It's even worse.
Twitter も。
There's so many fucking ads.
だから結構何でも使うときに広告をもうまずミニマムにするように設定してあるかも私。あとはその最初めんどくさいけどいちいち This is irrelevant とか押しまくってあもうこの人には広告出せないなっていう状況を作り出す。であとそのターゲットマーケティングができないようにその正直に答えないとか。
But the targeted thing is like, it's good for your privacy, but the ads get worse and more irrelevant.
でも全部を irrelevant って言ってるとそのうち本当にあんまり出なくなる。やっぱだって出せるもんがなくなってくるんじゃない？あっちも。
Really? I don't know if, does it really do that? I have so many ads in my Facebook. I'm going to have to scroll mine next to yours and count.
Cause it's, 私本当にそんなにないよだって。
There's no way.All, I think all these platforms have just gone, they've gone so far past where I thought they would end up in terms of the exploitation and the algorithmically driven, you know, selling the human soul to the machine.
まあだって Joe Rogan podcast も最初始まる前に5分ぐらい宣伝じゃん。最初1個だけだったのに、
うん、
最初本当にだってね10秒20秒とか1個の商品説明するだけだったのに、
well, it was more than that. Well, there were no sponsors at the beginning, but then they had the
flashlight,
which was the golden age.
And flashlight was like, yeah, 一番もうちょっと説明して終わりだったじゃん。毎回同じだし。And it was funny, so that was kind of okay, but 今もう5分10分ぐらい宣伝するものがあるじゃん。
It's too much stuff.
そう。
You know, everyone's selling.
で絶対それ聞いてないじゃん誰も。だって飛ばせるんだからさ。で何のためなんだろうっていう。
Well, I don't mind. You know, people should talk about what they're doing. If you're making something, if you're doing something, that's fine. So when he talks about his stuff,
right?
With the what do you call it? The whatever that mushroom
supplement
thing is. Yeah, the supplements.But when you have sponsors, then it's like you don't really care that much, right?
Yeah.
No one cares. When someone has a sponsor, it's like, hey, we've got this underwear. It's going to feel really, you know, when someone's pushing something, like, you need life insurance, you need this, you know.
Yeah.
And they just happen to have that deal. And so they just happen to be plugging that service provider, but they wouldn't be transparent about the incidental nature of that relationship. You know, this person, this company happens to be giving me money. I didn't go out there and survey all of the different products in this category on the market.
Yeah.
Right? So that's, I don't know. I don't know how we get past this, the ad universe.
Nah.
Do you think it'll be like, you know, the augmented hyper reality or everywhere is going to end up looking like Shibuya?
Oh, God. I hope not.
Because the inside of our phones and the inside of our computers, if it were free reign to the tech companies, there would be like...little billboards and stuff in the corner of your computer window and you wouldn't be able to get rid of it like no Coca-Cola bought you know that square 2 inches in the top right corner of your screen and that's staying there
まあ渋谷の本当スクランブル交差点の画面みたいなことだよね。もう消せない閉じれない、ずっとそこにある、
mm. Mm. It's like the value of those places now is really that people will take pictures of the ad at Scramble and put that on social media.
Yeah.
It's not, the value isn't that people at Scramble see the ad themselves.
Right.
It's that there, now there's more people who might take a picture and share it on social media.
Right. ハロウィンのやつすごかったね、渋谷は。
They showed...
ニュースで見たけど。
I saw two main things. I saw some guys like pushed a K-Tora.
Ah, right, right. Over.
And then like, some
exhaust
duct like caught on fire.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were showing that thing on fire for like forever on the news.
あれ、あのさ、うちらが大学生の時って普通の日本人はみんなハロウィンやってなかったじゃん、そんなに。そこまで、
mm. I mean,
あのクラブに行く人はやってたけど、
sort of.
mm. 普通のなんていうの一般市民。
Well, what year do you mean? Because it kind of started around.
だからうちらが大学生の時はコスチューム着てクラブ行くまで外歩いてるとみんなに見られる感じだったもん。
Mm.
道の人になんかわあなんか仮装してるみたいな。でそれがここまでになると思わなかった。思わなかったし、みんなクラブとか行けばいいのになんで外にいるのなんか別にすることなくない、道にいても。
well,
まあ麻布十番祭りみたいなこと。
Ever since like 2009 or something, maybe a couple years later, but it's just all the clubs are too crowded.
Yeah, それあるよね。
They are.
いやそうクラブ
They're too crowded.All of them.
そうだね。
All of them. Period.
Yeah.
So people are like, oh, don't go, don't be outside, don't party. They're all full. There's nowhere else to go. No one's going to be like, oh, I'm going to go to Shibuya, except it's too crowded, so I'm not going to do Halloween.
てか、もうちょっと多分、クラブ行く人の全体数も少なかったよね。こういうふうに、ハロウィンもそうだし、まあ普段もそうだけど、そんなにさ、ずらーって並ばないと入れないっていう感じじゃなかったけど、ここ数年やっぱりもう、
mm.
まあ大きいクラブがどんどんなくなっちゃったっていうのもあるけど、入るためにすごい並んでる列とか見るじゃん。だから足りてないよね、そもそも。
When I remember when I went out for Halloween towards the end of my nightlife, which is now over, it was always a crazy, crazy line, and you'd end up waiting outside for like an hour, and then it's like, you know what?We're already partying outside at this point. It's been an hour.
Yeah.
Everyone's outside like drinking, so it's.
だからクラブに行く人口は絶対にもう爆発的に増えちゃったのに加えて変な風営法があるからクラブがどんどん少なくなったっていうの、もう需要と供給がマッチしてないんだよね、きっとね。
I think the best thing they could probably do.And the news, I think, is a little over-the-top sensational about the whole thing. It's like, you know, I live around there, so I kind of have a real sense of what it's like. And it's not... If I lived out in the Inaka and I saw this on the news, and it's like, Shibuya's on fire, they're flipping vehicles, you know?
まあ、でもすごかったけどね、写真見ると。さすがに、だから麻布十番祭りが渋谷で開催されたぐらいの感じ。
Like a couple crazy things happened. Some, you know, and the vent catching on fire didn't have anything to do with people dressing up or anything. That was irrelevant.
だからやっぱクラブで踊っちゃいけないみたいな謎のさ法律をさっさとやめて、もっと。
Are they still? Didn't they get rid of that law?
I don't think so.
You're not allowed to dance in clubs
after certain times. I forget, but、まあただ厳しくはしちゃったからそれのせいでもあると思うけどね。
You know, it's weird. Like, cosplay is huge.
Yeah.
Obviously, right?
So.
And but somehow Halloween is like bigger than.The biggest cosplay events. What's the relationship between cosplay and Halloween? Or is...
Well, cosplay is usually... So, 日本でコスプレって言ったら大体そのアニメとか漫画とかの世界のものじゃない、mm. だからこう、アニメに興味ある人とか漫画に興味ある人しか、まあ、別にやんないけど、ハロウィンはそれがこう。でもさ、日本人って仮装好きじゃん、元から。なんか、カラオケとかにも昔からメイドのコスプレとかいろいろ置いてあるしさ。で、祭りも好きじゃん。だからそれ一緒になったら。
カラオケ？
うん。
ラブホじゃなくて？
あ、ラブホにもあるけど、カラオケにもあるじゃん。
Really？
うん。Huh. だから、仮装と祭りが一緒になったら、それは盛り上がるでしょっていう。だから日本人がハロウィン、なんでこんな日本でハロウィン盛り上がったか、テレビで言ってるけど、そりゃ好きだろうみたいな。
Hey, people like wearing costumes, you
yeah.
know, so it makes...
まあ楽しいし。
I think it's a great confluence of these two cultures, you know, the Western costume culture of Halloween and the, you know, the Japanese cosplay culture.
So, so.
And then everyone kind of understands. It's like, yeah, we're all dressing up. Yeah, we've been doing this over here and we've been doing this over here.
ただだから行く場所が足りてないからあんなに道に人が溢れちゃうっていうのは確かに。
But everyone wants to be where it's at.
そうそうそう。
So it doesn't matter if you, like everyone wants to be where it's at. So
ただほらやっぱなんかお店の中だったら、クラブの中だったら別に泥酔しようがさ、なんだろうが、まあその空間でにいるだけだからいいんだけど、ああいう道とかになっちゃうとこう関係ないお店とかさ、まあそういう止まってる車とかがなんか被害を受けちゃったりすることもあるから、まあできればなんかどっかみんなが入れる場所がもっとあると多分こういう風になんないと思うけどね。だからそのまずちょっと面白いなと思ったのはみんな酔っ払ってるわけじゃん。で酔っ払ったまあ本当に一部の人がなんかそういう迷惑かけたり逮捕されたりとかしてる。でそれを見ても誰もあお酒って怖いみたいなお酒禁止しようってならないじゃん。でも大麻とかになるとみんなすごいさあ怖いそんなの日本に入ってきたらみたいになるのちょっと面白いよね。
Didn't they just legalize cannabis in Mexico? I believe.
Oh.
Recreational.
この間カナダもあったもんね。
Yeah, Canada as well.、
うん、
that was also recreational, right?
カナダはそう recreational、mm. そう。まあ医療大麻はもうね、解禁してたから
。You know, it was only Uruguay.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah. Which... And Orlando.
Mm.
そうね。そう、なんかお酒もドラッグじゃん。だから渋谷で若者がドラッグを大量に摂取して喧嘩したりトラックを横転してますっていう言い方したら絶対みんな、いえ、怖いって。なんか若者がどうのとかハロウィンがどうのじゃなくて、ああこのドラッグやばいってなるのにお酒っていう名前がついただけで結構みんななんか、well, そこはスルーするんだみたいな。
The other thing is like they're showing like this, you know, some little exhaust vent on some building is like on fire, sort of, and they put it out in like 5 minutes. You know, the threshold for the category of crisis in Japan is so low.Look at the news.
まあ平和だよね。
Look at news in other countries. If you had that many people together for anything、
ね、
in another country in the center of a city like that,、ね、like
誰かが銃乱射したりとか大変なことになっちゃうよ。
And it's like,、ね、oh my god.
The vent is on fire.
This vent is on fire. Someone was like cooking like 中華料理.
まあ確かにね、その世界と比べちゃうと、車一台をちょっとひっくり返したぐらいじゃもうなんてこともないよね。
Nothing happened. It was
まあその持ち主の人はかわいそうだけど。
Peaceful success, as far as I could tell.
確かに。
That's like the best case scenario.
そうだね。それは本当にそう。確かに。
次。According to a study published in PLOS ONE, scientists at the University of Guelph and the University of Toronto in Mississauga have built an artificial fly brain using neural networks which is able to distinguish individual flies the same way they do. The researchers gave the artificial fly brain neural network the same processing and data input limitations which would apply to a real fly brain.And gave it an artificial visual system, also based on real fly constraints. a resolution of just 29 units squared. The fly's visual system is a deep convolutional neural network which assigns values to data passing through neuron layers based on backpropagation, a method of correcting any of the fly's visual misunderstandings about the outside world. The technology is expected to enable researchers to conduct more longitudinal studies of flies where they monitor changes in individual flies.
プロスワンに掲載されたトロント大学とゲルフ大学の研究で、ニューラルネットワークを使って人工的なハエの脳を作ることに成功しました。この人工の脳には本物のハエの脳と同様の処理能力及びインプット制限が与えられているほか、本物と同じ29方眼の視力を持っており、ハエ同士を見分けることが可能です。I think I missed the last paragraph. Yeah.
説明できる。It's pretty complicated, but essentially...this deep convolutional neural network, there's an input layer of neurons which get the visual data first, and then there are successive layers between the input layer and the output layer, and those layers, it's complicated. The data from the neurons is like slightly...like overlapping in a way.
Okay.
To allow for some like cross-checking, but the data moves through these different layers, and if something doesn't match the networks, once it gets out the output and something doesn't match the expectations of the brain, essentially.
だからまさに先週話した、先週だっけ?あの脳が後で記憶書き換えちゃうやつあったじゃん、フラッシュが。本当はあったのになかったって思っちゃうとか。You remember?
Yeah.
そういうことだよね。
It's a lot more complicated than that, but it's a similar mechanism.
Right.
But basically, there's a different weight assigned to the data each neuron, and the weight of those neurons is adjusted.Retroactively, once the data is passed through all the layers, it backpropagation's idea that it moves back through those layers from the output side, essentially.
And the artificial brain can do that too.
Yeah, the same thing. And one of the most interesting things they found about this is.That even if they gave this system potentially unlimited computing power, it didn't improve the result by very much at all. So fruit flies, they've been studying for a long, long time, and they've been used for experiments for, I don't know, probably 100 years, maybe not that long, but something like that. And...Many Nobel Prizes have been awarded for studies using fruit flies because they have like a short lifespan. So you can study like genetics and breeding and inheritance and stuff. But they weren't able to... So they could study these populations, but they couldn't do these so-called longitudinal studies where they would track changes within an individual fly or the behavior of an individual fly.We would just treat it as, you know, the population. We couldn't say like this is Bob and then, you know, keep track of.
They didn't just paint Bob or something.
Well, Bob would die and Bob would reproduce and how you got to get in there and paint all the new ones. And it's a mess. I'm sure there were studies of that nature, but it's just...either impossible or just too tedious, unmanageable. You know, they only live for like 3 weeks.
Oh.
And that's the whole lifespan. And then they're reproducing a bunch. And, you have different traits competing. And
So it can recognize...
Their face.
But,
It can, this computer, this neural network, was built essentially to explain how it is that they are able to recognize each other. Because we know that they have social behavior, social dynamic social behavior that involves courtship and polygamous mating relationships with competing partners and all this crazy stuff. It's like a sophisticated social dynamic that these fruit flies have, despite their extremely limited brain power and visual power.
Right.
And so that implied that they had a very parsimonious and efficient way to calculate this. You know, so like it's not that the fruit fly is smart, it's that the fruit fly has evolved a very smart way to solve a complex problem using minimal intelligence.
Right, right.
And so building the neural network allowed us to get some insight into how it was able to do that so so efficiently.
So how do they actually recognize each other?
By using this layered, this neuron layer convolutional network. It's almost like stuff is so hard to explain and understand, but it's almost like it's like an error checking system. And it's convolutional, but it's almost like an interference pattern of data where you're constantly checking your answers and building new pathways that represent reality more accurately. And a fly that fails to do this well will just simply die.
Right, right.
And then, you know, that was a bad iteration. And so the fact that poorly evolved flies can die ensures that flies work.
Right.
I guess.
And they're getting more and more efficient. 人間はどうなってんだろうね? I wonder when I think about evolution. Like where we're going. We as in humans.
This week, the U.S. Federal Drug Administration granted a breakthrough therapy designation for psilocybin-based treatment for treatment-resistant depression, according to an announcement by drug research firm Compass Pathways. According to the FDA website, the breakthrough therapy designation is a process designed to expedite the development and review of drugs that are intended to treat a serious condition, and preliminary clinical evidence indicates that the drug may demonstrate substantial improvement over available therapy on a clinically significant endpoint. The approved phase 2B trial will involve 216 patients for treatment-resistant depression in North America and Europe, and it is anticipated that if the study passes phase 3 trials, that the FDA would recommend reclassifying psilocybin from Schedule 1 to Schedule 2.
今週、アメリカの FDA が従来の治療法では効果が見られない重度のうつ病の新しい治療法としてマジックマッシュルームの成分シロシビンをベースにした治療法を BT 指定したとコンパスパスウェイズが発表しました。BT 指定とは革新的な医薬品について治療可能な症状が重度であり、さらに既存の治療法と比較して症状が大幅に改善できることが証明されている場合に、開発と承認が迅速に進むよう政府が協力するというものです。今回承認されたフェーズ 2B の治験には、北米と欧州に住む重度のうつ病患者216人が参加します。FDA はフェーズ3の治験が終了した段階でシロシビンをスケジュール1からスケジュール2に分類変更する予定です。まあ、スケジュール1っていうのは、危険な上に医療的効果が全くないっていうやつで、スケジュール2になると、まあ、医療的な効果がありますっていうやつだよね。そう。
I think cannabis is still schedule 1 though.
そうなの。だからアメリカはすごく謎な状態になってるよね。あの、スケジュール1って実は、その、依存度もあるし、危険だし、医薬的効果もないので、絶対にもう違法ですっていうドラッグが、 分類されてるんだけど、うん、今マイケルが言ったみたいに大麻もスケジュール1になったままになっていて、だからまあフェデラルレベルではアメリカもまだ大麻が全面解禁してるわけじゃないんだけど、ただ州によっては医薬、医療大麻どころか娯楽も解禁されてるから、うん、このスケジュールと実態が全く伴ってないっていうねじれた状態になっちゃってるんだけど、うん、まあそのうち変えると思うけどね。
うん。Well, I think on the psilocybin topic, it's less of a state versus federal thing, and,、うん、and I think if it passes phase three, they probably will change the scheduling.
そうね。このマジックマッシュルームのあの白シビンについてはもう何年も前からね、まあ、バイリンガルニュースでも何回も話してるけど、うん、あの。まあ、うつ病もそうだし脳の損傷とかいろんなものに治療として使えるんじゃないかっていうのがずっと言われていて、だからまあ、
yeah.
やっと使えるようになるかって感じ。
I think the efficacy of psilocybin for、the treatment of severe or treatment resistant depression is pretty substantial. I mean, they have pretty substantial evidence at this point.
そう、今までもね、いろんなあの治験で本当に今まで何年も何十年も苦しんできた人たちが本当に治りましたっていう結果が出ているし、まあ、うつ病の薬って本当に難しくて、やっぱり飲み始めてから効くまでにものすごく時間がかかる。ただ一方で患者さんにとって一日一日がもう本当に辛いわけで、早く効いてほしいのに、で治ってきてからもうやめるのがものすごく大変なんだよね、うん、withdrawal symptoms とかがあるから。だから私もやめるとき結構大変だったんだけど、だからこういうね、まあ白シビンだったら別にやめるとき大変とかもないだろうし、効くまでに今までの薬みたいにじゃあ3週間かかりますとかってことでもないだろうから。
People take、a single dose of psilocybin and cure long-term depression,
right?
And have the effect sustained for years. And the success rate with treatment with psilocybin, I think, is just about the highest of any study for treatment for depression so far.
So, in the States, you could wait. Magic mushroom.Is illegal in the States, right?
Yes.
But they can still do research on it?
Well, that's what this exemption essentially is for.
その結局日本は、まあ、大麻もそうだし、シロシビンとか MDMA とか何でもそうだけど、その違法ってなった時点でもう研究することもできないじゃない?
It makes no sense. What does that have to do with anything?
そう、だからそれが実際に何かの病気に使えるかどうかを確かめることすらも禁止されちゃうから、
うん、
一旦その政府が、まあ、何の根拠に基づいているか分かんないけど違法ですって言っちゃうと、もうそれは研究者だろうがお医者さんだろうが太刀できないということになっちゃうから、
うん、
まあ、だからこういうふうに他の国で進めてくれるとありがたいよね、患者さんにとっては。
We know that humans have been consuming psilocybin mushrooms for just about longer than, certainly longer than any food you or、yeah. I eat.
まあしかも日本でもね、まあずっと言ってるけど、私たちが、まあ、何、大学生か高校生か大学生ぐらいまでは合法だったからね。普通に渋谷とかでもそれこそ売ってたけど。
Yeah, but I think that was kind of a shady and unregulated environment. You really want to have a proper setting because
so,
these
so,
are,
so.
You know, powerful substances. You know,、yeah. you don't want to just take these outside of, you know, a well-intentioned setting, you know, with professionals involved and all of this.
So, だからやっぱり情報っていうのがすごい大事で、そのだからそれこそ今言ったみたいに合法でもそういうふうになんとなくギリギリ合法みたいな感じでこっそり道端で売ってるみたいな、でみんなもそんなにそれについて情報持ってるわけじゃないけど、なんとなくで買えちゃうとか、なんとなくでいっぱい食べれちゃうとかなっちゃうとね、あの某俳優さんみたいにニュースになることになっちゃうから、そうするとやっぱりその成分のことをよく知らないけどすごく悪いイメージがついちゃうとかで、まあ結果日本も違法になっちゃったけど。
Well, there's from the studies on psilocybin, it appears to be one of the least toxic or harmful substances in any drug category that humans can consume.
だってシロシビンを食べて、まあ、死んだりとかこう病、ね、具合悪くなったりするためになんだっけどんぐらいなんか信じられないぐらいのそんなに胃に絶対入んないみたいな。
I think the LD50 is something absurd.
すごい量。
But, you know, it's.
だそんなの水でもそうだからさ、大量にね、一気に摂取したら死ぬっていうの。
It's not like alcohol, where alcohol, like if you drink, if you're just sitting here and you drink, you know, a solid 2-3 liters of vodka, you're dead.
Yeah, そう本当にそう。アルコールもそうだし、まあタバコもそうだし。
But yeah, a lot of the these natural drugs are very hard to overdose on. Otherwise, I mean, a lot of these come from established cultures of human use.
Yeah,
yeah. Indigenous.
本来そのお酒をみんながきちんとハンドルできると、まあ信頼された上で合法になってるわけじゃん。危険といえば危険だけど、一気したら死ぬし、まあ毎年大学生死んじゃったりとかしてるし。ただお酒をハンドルできるんだったら白シビンとかタイマーも絶対ハンドルできるんだよね。もっと簡単に。
Well, it's we can't handle the current pharmaceutical. It's not even an alternative. The only choice people have. I mean, this is a serious issue. A lot of people suffer from depression and suicide rates are going up, and depression rates are going up. And we have substantial research that shows that. People with serious depression exhibit reduction in the hippocampus, atrophy of the hippocampus in the brain, and we know that psilocybin is effective in treating depression, and we know that psilocybin induces neurogenesis within the hippocampus of the human brain.
Right.
I mean, it might be more complicated than that, but we should definitely study it to find out.
なんだろうね。政府がろくにちゃんと研究もせずに頑固に一回昔に違法にしたものを違法だから絶対ダメ研究もダメって言い続けて患者さんが何十年も苦しむっていうのは本当にバカバカしいというか何をしているのかなと思うけどね。
I think the reality is that a lot of people are suffering from conditions that I mean, mainly depression, but this doesn't need to be the way it is.
Yeah.
And SSRIs are hard on people, and they have bad interactions with other substances they might take, and they seem to lift people's inhibitions and make them a bit more susceptible to doing something they might really regret.
Yeah.
And we have all these people just hopped up on crazy anxiety medications, and everyone's talking about taking, you know, this pill or that pill for this thing or that thing.
結局やっぱり副作用もすごいから、その、まあ、私自身も SSRI 飲んでたけど、どこまでが実際病気の症状で、どこまでが副作用かっていうのが分かんないんだよね。で、なんか副作用と病気の症状が一部被ってたりするから、本当にもうなんか。なんだろうね。どこまでが本当に自分でどこまでが薬なのかっていうのを分からないまま、で、じゃあ新しく出てきた症状を抑えるために、じゃあ薬も追加しましょうとか。で、新しい薬にもまた別の副作用がありますみたいな、もう、わけ分かんなくなっちゃうから、本来であれば、こういう、まあ、自然にある成分を使えるんだったら、それが一番ベストなんだけどね。
I think...You know, depressive symptoms can also lead people to take other substances which aren't antidepressants.
Yeah.
You know, like heroin or meth or any of these other things. That doesn't need to be happening either.
Yeah.
And if you really want to just freak yourself out, just look at the prescription opiate overdose statistics for this year. And it is like... It's like the Holocaust or something is going on and no one's talking about it. It is an absolute like global tragedy what's going on with the prescription opiates. And the media still basically never talks about it because the mainstream media is completely bought out by Big Pharma. But it's mind-blowing. And you know someone that knows someone whose children died or... I mean, the number of people that are affected by this prescription opiate thing is just staggering.
Right.
Just blows my mind.
次.
Researchers at Kanazawa University have isolated 17 secondary metabolites from the endangered species Alangium longiflorum, one of the compounds called 8-hydroxytubulosine from a plant called Alangium longiflorum, showed inhibitory effects against human tumor cell lines derived from most cancer types. It is estimated that 90% of higher rainforest plants remain unstudied in this way. The research team plans to continue their work with the U.S. National Cancer Institute to identify novel compounds from rainforest plants.
金沢大学の研究チームが絶滅危惧種である水木科の植物アランジウムロンジフローラムにおいて、二次代謝産物17種類を分離することに成功し、そのうちの 8-hydroxytubulosineという成分、という成分に人間の様々ながん細胞を抑制する効果があることを発見しました。熱帯雨林に生息する植物の 90% はこうした研究がなされないままになっており、チームは今後も引き続きアメリカ国立がん研究所と連携し、植物に含まれる未知の成分を分析していくとしています。まあ、シロシビンもそうだけど、パームオイルのね、話で何回か、この話にもなったけど、熱帯雨林の植物って本当に人間がまだ全然知らないものがたくさんあって、その中には本当にがんとか HIV とかいろんな病気に使える成分を持ってる植物も実はあったりするんだよね。ボルネオにもあったんだよね。 Was it? It was either cancer or HIV. Somehow I don't.I can't remember, but なんかに効くっていうのを発見したんだけど、それがもう手遅れでその植物は絶滅してしまったっていう。まあそれは人間のせいで絶滅しちゃったんだけど、だからこう、熱帯雨林を破壊することによって自分で自分の首を絞めてるっていう、まあいい例の一つ。
Well, I think
More
than 80% of the anti-cancer compounds that we've found since they started collecting this stuff in the early 80s. The early 80s is when they were like, oh, maybe we should like keep some of these.
Yeah.
But more than 80% of the ones that they found that have anti-proliferative properties are natural compounds from the rainforest.
アスピリンとかもそうだよね。もともとは植物から持ってきたはず。そう、まあ結局なんで環境破壊をしちゃいけないかって言った時の分かりやすい理由の一つだと思ってる。これはなんか動物がかわいそうだからとか、なんかそういうことじゃなくて、人間にとってもダイレクトに被害がちゃんとありますよっていう。
Well, we've talked about this before, and I think we were asking people to go out into the forest and like I was thinking, because some of the genetic information of these species could be valuable in the future where we're writing genetic code ourselves or creating organisms from scratch or whatever, you want to have a strong database of code to start with from nature that works. And so I think people should just go out into these forests and scan everything and get all the genetic code together. But then it kind of sounds like, oh, well, we've backed it all up. We don't need the real animals anymore.
Or like, if it's not useful to us, it doesn't matter, mitaina.
We don't really know what's useful and what's not exactly, you know? And when they
at
decide,
the moment, yeah.
When some official somewhere, you know, signs some document passing over some amount of land to the palm oil company or whatever, at no point in that process does some scientist with some genetic analysis device, you know, stroll through that land and make sure that there aren't any, you know, five-eared wallaby panda rare or something, some new thing, probably a plant or something. Now, they find weird stuff from insects.
Yeah.
And most of the useful stuff, it seems, have come from plants.
It's not looking good right now, right? In Brazil?
The new guy. Yeah, I mean, it was never looking good.
No, but it sounds like it's going to accelerate get way worse. I mean, everything he has said makes Trump nothing, right? I mean,
isn't that what Duterte was trying to do? Well, Duterte is like, no, I got this. Listen to this. And he tried to say the craziest stuff.
Duterte is more like Chavez ぐらいの感じじゃん。なんか、oh yeah, I mean like, その国の人は結構彼のこと好きとか、なんていうの、あの、その国をまあ一番に考えてるから、他の国の首脳のことをまあボロクソ言ったりとかするっていうのは、まあ今までもあったけど、なんかこう新しい人は、名前も忘れちゃったけど、こうトランプのレベルをもっともっと上げた感じ。
What is he saying?
I don't know, just random stuff about like rape and, you know, anything, but just...
I haven't really followed that, but, you know, the fight for the Amazon has been going on for as long as environmentalism has been a thing, and...
Yeah.
And I think environmentalism has been... I mean, I don't want to say losing, but there certainly aren't a whole lot of people that are environmentalists that are satisfied with the situation in Brazil.
No,
right?
You know, definitely like, no.
Oh, good work, guys. We did it. No, that's never happened.
No, unfortunately,
you know,
no.
People have had entire careers. It's like, no, we never did it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, なんだよね。Well, we'll see って感じだけど。But yeah, I mean, this new guy sounds pretty intense.
So we got the new president of Brazil. Is he a president? What is he, a prime minister? I don't know.
President, don't I?
What is he saying? Like, he's just going to cut down... Like, he just hates animals?
Nature.
Or, like, how bad could he be?
Well, my... 切り開いたら Brazil's new leader promised to exploit the Amazon. He promised to exploit the Amazon. So,
well,
that doesn't sound good.
Yeah. But
yeah, his campaign pledges to roll back protections of the rainforest and indigenous rights.
To the extent that Brazil does not do well, let's say poverty is high, people are not doing well, right? Then there's more pressure for the government to be like, you know what, we're just going to sell this shit off and make a bunch of money and make people happy.
そう、でも本当に結局そうなんだよね。その自然がすごく残ってるところっていうのは、あの、先進国ではないことの方が多くて、そうするとやっぱりどうしても経済をどうにかしないといけないから、その残ってる自然を使っちゃった方がいいっていう。
Japan's building coal plants, and where are we? Don't touch that forest. Don't touch.
Don't. Yeah.
You know, like it. Yeah, it's weird to think how. I mean, progress is being made, right? Wouldn't you agree? On an environmental front, progress is being made.
Yeah.
or Bitcoin's just gonna smash the nail in the coffin. It's over, guys.
Nail in the coffin. Oh God. Well, we'll see.
You know, like the whole Bitcoin, like using electricity should be a good thing, not a bad thing. And the more electricity you buy, the better that should be, not the worse it should be.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why the incentives are messed up is just where that electricity is coming from. Because the people that are making the electricity, guess what? They don't have to pay anything for the externalities that are caused by dirty methods of energy production. Yeah. So it's not Bitcoin's fault. It's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You know what I mean?
Get
the electricity clean. Everyone's like, what? You're going to wash your clothes. We're using electricity. If you're a businessman, why shouldn't you run a coal plant?
Yeah.
Why? You'll make tons of money. Why? Why? Why should you care about the environment? You run a coal plant. Oh, I'm in the coal business. Just burn it. It's just the incentives are wrong.
Yeah.
And with the whole environmental thing, I'm kind of feel like anything other than the discussion about incentives and about the actual paying for externalities, if society continues to talk about environmental issues without addressing the incentives which are in our economy, it will never be solved. It will never be solved. Nothing. It's getting to a point where I feel like almost nothing else really matters. It's futile unless you address the externalities. This is something they teach in any basic economics course in college. Everyone should know this. But we just keep going. There's more stories. There's more of the IPCC, blah, blah, blah. Paris, climate change, you know. Where is it? It's not happening. Or maybe it will happen, and then we'll finally have it fixed. But
goodbye, all of these cancer-killing plants that we need for us to live.
Mm. There's so many cute little harmless, defenseless little plants that want help. We just want to cure your cancer.
We just want to help you guys.
Don't bulldoze us.
No.
We're going to save you guys. Don't do it.
なんかそういうアニメーション作ってほしいよね。
But we just can't. We don't have the foresight, you know. We're setting ourselves up.
Yeah. Let us help you. Bye, plants. Okay. 文字起こしのテキストは Android、Mac、iPhone、iPad のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。うちのアプリは広告入ってないからね。
No.
月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題という激安プランもありますのでチェックしてみてください。バイリンガルニュース .jp 公式サイトでストアもあるのでそちらもよろしくお願いします。ちょっと寒くなってきたからね、宇宙トレーナーとかいいんじゃないですかね。あったかいよ。あと
Android、
そう、Android のアプリも大幅アップデートしたので、ぜひ皆さん使ってみてね。
The Android app was crappy.
アップデートされてなかったからね。
Up until
now, iPhone と違って。
I think it's much better.
ぜひ使ってみてください。Yeah. iPhone のアップデートと同じで、アプリ内で番組が再生できるようになったり、いろいろね、あと遊びながら単語が覚えられるバトルモードとか、いろいろあるので。あとインスタグラム、フェイスブック、ツイッターやってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまいですか？
Yep.
終わり。
バイ
バイ。